And that's the worst thing for them.
Yeah.
Victimhood, well, that's what they saw.
I'm sorry, I might be calling you more often. I'm thinking about moving here north of Montgomery. And
let me tell you
something. If you hear Miami Ed, that'll be me.
You might, listen, first of all, if you need a guy to find you a place, we got a fellow named Eddie Bader who is great. If you want to live in twice a day Millbrook, which is a very active community locally, I would contact me or reach out to me through Facebook or email at craigdaddell@aol.com, and I'll do everything I can to help you.
All right, I appreciate it. I've already got a spot. I'm out here trying to refurbish a shed into something livable. I'm just sitting out in the woods right now listening to your show.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad
I'm enjoying it.
And I am too. Thank you so much. Because coming here, coming to this part of the country was the best. I've had some wonderful successes and made some great decisions. Coming here, number one.
Do you know the name Robert Putnam?
Rings a bell.
He's a social scientist from Harvard. He is a progressive, but he's a very good social scientist. He did the study called Bowling Alone, where the number of bowling leagues is going down. He's trying to track community engagement. And he did a study on diversity, and it surprised him, because he is a progressive, and he believes in more different types of people, the better. And he thinks that's true in the long run. And it is, if you think about it. All the different strengths from all different places, you'll find out things. But he says in the short term, what happens is people withdraw and trust each other less. And it's not like people who are different don't trust each other. It's like, if you want to use race, whites don't trust whites. And he said, really, if you look in the short run, when a country becomes more diverse, the only two things they could find that went up in society were protests, marches, and people watching television. And so, unless they have a common goal, which is probably good to appeal to American ideals.
When I bowled in that league at Bama Lanes, one of the fun things about it, it was you had everybody there. And everybody got along fine. Yeah. And you know what the real message is, and we got to take a break here for Fox News, is if you just leave us the F alone, we'll get along fine. Stop with the rules and regulations and mandates and get the hell out of our way.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
15033.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Ah, crap, it's Ford.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Roger Stern. An armed 18-year-old teenager obsessed with a Columbine shooting apparently took her own life, ending a manhunt in days of uncertainty in Colorado.
That threat forced the closures of various schools across suburban Denver just prior to the 20-year mark of the shootings at Columbine.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. President Trump touting the economy, saying incomes are rising for workers.
Wages are rising fast, and they're rising most quickly for the lowest income Americans.
The president at a White House conference on opportunity zones. A former Michigan State trooper is convicted of involuntary manslaughter. He tasered a 15-year-old teen who was driving an all-terrain vehicle and then crashed. The former trooper said he thought the teen had been reaching for a gun. The officer had been accused of misusing his taser before. This is Fox News.
We report, we decide. Whatever happened to that, Fox?
Chocolate inside him. He's leaving eggs, but he doesn't lay them. He's
did our TV hit this morning. I brought in a bunch of things with me because I'll show you the picture. I don't want to put it on Facebook because it's kind of personal, but when I came in, so I put this box with Easter eggs, that cute little card that goes back many years. It's always been my favorite, so I resend it with my own note inside. A few associated chocolates and some other treats in there.
Mm-hmm.
And something special in every one of those eggs. And so I shared it with our friend Jay Quellen. I wanted her to see it.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She's currently on vacation. But she, because, you know, this is Janelle's 30th Easter, technically. She was just a handful when her first Easter came along, little thing. And she says that her parents still give her one, too, and she's in her 30s. And I thought, well, see, that's how it works. You know, God, wherever we went for Easter, whether it was Grandma's house or somewhere else, I would bring plastic eggs. They all had money.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hide them, and she would give me the teenage roll the eyes, you know. It's like the song for moms, don't you roll your eyes at me. And I've got some pictures of her, you know, doing these, and I hope she'll look back at them after I'm dead with a sense of fondness.
Good Lord, Craig. How could you mix something so morbid and so sweet at the same time? Well done.
Experience, buddy. I'm good at it, too. Gosh, I wonder, it was so great talking. What was the name of the fellow that called us from?
Ed.
Ed from Miami, okay. That was really cool. I wonder if he remembers, like, Mr. Friendly, Mrs. Cleaver, and some of the other great characters we had back in those days. That was a lot of fun. It is, I always managed to miss by one, pardon me. Baumhauer's after the show tonight, gang. We hope you'll come and join us. Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. It's just a general gathering to sort of, for many of us, it's our one night out of the week. Have some good food. Try. Our winning word today was hangover, but not in regard to alcohol, but in regard to the hangover burger, which is one of the many inventive menu items you'll find at Baumhauer's. All right. Joey, let's get the Smithsonian Channel schedule out.
Okay.
See if I need to put a DVR alert.
All right. Wait for it.
Should have had this ready.
It's right here.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll get this call while you're looking that up.
What's right
Hi,
here?
Who's this?
This is Jean. I want to tell you something, Greg.
What?
I had twins and 18 months apart from their brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the Easter rabbit came that night.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got up the next morning, all the big rabbits was in his basket.
Well, how do you like it?
The twins just looked as if to say, is this all I'm going to get? I said, you know, I got up this morning, and one of these rabbits was in each basket. So they said, thank goodness.
I'm not really clear on what happened here, Gene. This happened long ago, and six bunnies wound up in one basket. Is that what you're saying?
Three. My oldest son was 18 months old.
Uh-huh.
And the twins were all three walking. And the Easter rabbit came that night. Well, when we got up the next morning, all the Easter bunnies were in my oldest son's basket.
Oh.
He had gotten up before we did. I said, you know, I got up this morning, and there was a rabbit in each basket.
Well, I would have called Law and Order Special Rabbit Unit.
Well, that soon stopped then.
Well,
thank you, Greg.
Thank you for the call. So you were going to tell me this was
Sunny. 7 p.m., Ariel America, Missouri.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Okay, at 8 p.m., America's...
Missouri is not nearly as boring as you might think.
Fair enough. At 8 p.m., America's Mississippi, the heartland.
Ah.
Yes.
That's the river, not the state, right?
Yes.
I've seen that one, too. A lot of beavers in that.
Because all sorts of critters.
They dam up the beginning of, you know, the upper end of the Mississippi River.
Yeah, it says...
They are the most amazing animals.
Wild turkeys, elusive bobcats, yes, and river otters, as well as beavers.
Yes.
And then at 9 p.m., Monkey Island, trouble in paradise.
Monkey Island?
Yeah. Life is idyllic for this troop of tuft gray lingers. Monkey names are so odd.
There's a gorilla at Zoo Miami where Janelle works that had some kind of a physical issue. When he walks around, he always looks like he's giving you the finger.
No, I'm trying to follow you. A gorilla, like the furry man beast thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's funny.
The big muscular man person.
When he interacts with the crowd, it looks like he's flipping them off. It's funny. You can't fix it. By the way, last night, you know what I watched?
What?
King Kong, the original.
Oh, wow.
And still the best.
Wow.
You watch that, TCM is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. Oh, God. And every a-hole, because they're doing these things out in L.A. at the old Grauman's Chinese. It's got a different name now. I don't know what it is. But people that have been absolutely mentally ugly towards Trump and conservatives. I had to look at the meathead. He's out there because they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of when Harry met Sally.
Yeah.
With all the memorable lines.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. And we all know what... Ron Perlman, mm-hmm, who is much more of a beer, even a C-list actor, who's got a head that's way too big. He's there. And it took some of the fun out of celebrating the great... But you can't keep liberalism out of anywhere in these things. The thing that got my attention was Ted Turner was there. He's still alive.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
But beside old age, I think there's something wrong with him because he just... And he's somebody I admire. In the 80s, Ted Turner was a guy, kind of a role model, at a time when Reagan was president and things were popping and you could make things happen. And Ted Turner was admired by a lot of people, including me. But he ends up with Jane Fonda and now he looks like a ruined human being. Am I saying that... That Jane Fonda is responsible for his condition?
Yes.
Oh, my. Can't believe you called her a vampire. How dare you?
The word that I would prefer to use would get me 3 days off the air.
Only three? Wow.
Well, I'm just guessing. I did meet her, you know.
Oh, really?
Jane Fonda, yes. Would you like to hear this lame-ass story?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at the point here with this great response we're getting. I don't have any confidence to tell this story. I might need a few people to tell me. Tell the lame-ass story about Jane Fonda.
Greg's feeling a little inadequate today, folks, or not inspired to tell his lame-ass story, so give us a call, 272-9.
You want to hear the lame-ass Jane Fonda story? You don't have to go on the air. Just tell Joey. If you don't, we'll do something else. We'll play Barney.
No. I didn't do this to you. Don't punish me like that.
Here's another story. I got this. Paul Joseph Watson, a Muslim politician in Canada, wrote a Facebook post in which he said that the Notre Dame fire was divine intervention.
Oh.
And you think back, it was almost a simple time to Rodney King.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
No.
Oh, look at this.
Looks like there's... you gather those votes because I have some catching up to do here business-wise. On behalf of our good friend, I think he's going to be here in the studio with us maybe tomorrow, Charles Bubba Turner from John Lee Paints.
Yes, happy hour.
No doubt part of what we'll discuss tomorrow is their brand new brand. And guess what? Their name is on it, the John Lee name. Is on a brand new exterior paint that they offer called Solar Proof. Self-priming, mildew resistant, it accomplishes so many things that previous outdoor paints did not. And they're so into it that they put their name on it. And so if you're going to do some exterior painting, whether you're doing the whole house or you're just going to do some of the trim outside or doors, whatever, this is the paint that you'll want to choose from John Lee Paints. For years, we've been telling you about Richards. That's another brand they carry there. Richards paint is the paint that yields the great results on the inside. When you're shopping for paint, don't buy it by the gallon by sale prices, because you're going to get what you pay for. Get a paint. If you're going to put the effort into it as a do-it-yourselfer, or if you're going to hire a pro, get a paint you know that's going to give you a great finish. And that's Richards for interiors and John Lee Paint's new Solar Proof. They sell everything you need for a great result, and they got people on staff that can answer your questions. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
So I counted like 7 votes off air, including first-time caller Cooter. Cooter is what he said his name is.
He's covering for a different real name.
Whatever. He called, at least, and said, tell the damn story already.
He's probably got a silly real name like Hank or something.
Yeah, or Henry.
We love you, Cooter. But we still have people that want to talk?
Yeah, they want to tell you themselves.
Chris?
Yeah. Hey, the name you're looking for Jane Fonda is Traitor.
Well, that's a good start. Yes, Traitor.
And please tell the story.
Okay. Thanks. Because I was greatly conflicted. Here's Randall.
Yes. Please, look, this is what we live for. We live for these stories. That's what this show is about. I mean, you change lives every day. And you know, a while back, I poked you in the side, just messing with you, just because I think you have forgot how valuable to this community you are. And just so you get some calls to say, tell Randall to shut up. I'm telling you, we need to hear this stuff. We want to feel your life. We want to know how it felt to come from up there to Down Yonder. And trust me, I'm friends with people in Miami, in Florida, that I wouldn't be friends with that work because it's radio. I know that for a fact now, because now they done let off the one they asked me to be friends with on Facebook. Wow. And it's because of your radio show. And when I talk to, you know, we message each other, we have fun, and we cut up. I mean, and they still listen to you this day. And for the man who's sitting out there in the camper, listen, look, there's an app on WCOV that you can download. And you can take it with you back to California to wherever you want to go, and you ain't never got missed grade.
WACV, Randall.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was a television thing.
It's
just
okay.
Out there.
It's fine. We all know what you meant.
Yeah, and man, that just sidetracked me. Anyway, like the other day, there was a gentleman called in on another radio, but it was this Blue Water. That's all he knew, Greg. He knew this was station changing lives. He didn't know he called the wrong show. Because that show changes from the inside out. He was needing a little help. He was needing your type of help, like you and Joy and Eddie Bader the other day, good people. He needed a little change from the outside in. And he just called the wrong show at the wrong time. And so you don't know how valuable you are, brother. I'm glad you got enough what is that, to go to sleep at night and to get up every morning to come. I don't even know what to call it, but to have your tenacity to make yourself go to bed, get up, not miss a beat on the weekends, keep your sleep pattern, just so you can give us a show and have somebody tell us that they get down 2 times in Elmore County over there in Millbrook. So, baby, we love you. Tell the story.
That's twice a day, Millbrook.
Well,
thanks, Randall.
Done, Randall.
Boy, he's good.
You're beaming, Greg. You're beaming.
Well, no, that was wonderful. Yeah. And I appreciate all the good words.
So tell the story.
In Millbrook, where once is not enough.
Do it again. I like it.
4:20, we have, I'll tell the story, we get traffic, local news, Rich's forecast.
You're such a tease.
Rich sent us a message, too. I don't think I could, 84, tell the damn story already, okay. Papa John, a lame-ass story, please. Mike Bird, the Birdman of Tallahassee.
Wow.
Now I gotta tell it. All right, after this break, 4:21, Jane Fonda's story, lame ass, coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. 356-0237.
Montgomery Skywatch moving on through the 4 o'clock hour, and we are looking around the river region, and boy, it's getting busy out there on the roadways. We have a lot of traffic on the interstates, but they're up at a speed limit, right? We don't see any hassles for you there. If you're on the boulevard, that's where you're going to get a slowdown. There's a lot of traffic around most of the intersections. Just be careful and watch the cars around you. There's a lot of folks leaving the downtown area at this hour. We also see a lot of our heroes in blue leaving the Air Force bases, so watch out around the base gates. Vaughn Road has a big crowd at Bell Road. We also see a lot of traffic at Taylor and Vaughn, and if you're going up Vaughn towards East Chase, look out. There's a lot of folks going with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota, and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Gun rights groups and Alabama sheriffs are taking opposite sides on a proposal that would let people carry concealed handguns in public without a permit. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a public hearing today on the bill. Backers say people shouldn't have to pay a fee to exercise their constitutional right to bear arms. Montgomery County Sheriff Derek Cunningham says permits are a tool for officers to combat crime and protect communities. The driver in a weekend car crash in Elmore County has been charged with murder. 28-year-old Tierra Leonard was charged with reckless murder after a 2-year-old girl died in a wreck Saturday on Flat Rock Road. State troopers say the child was not strapped into a car seat. Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another ominous storm system out to the west of us, but for tonight, we are dry. It should be a milder night tonight with increasing clouds, overnight low 61. Tomorrow, I think much of the day is warm and dry with a high temperature in the lower 80s, but there's a risk of thunderstorms developing later on tomorrow afternoon and then continuing and becoming more concentrated tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, and through the overnight hours. Some of the storms potentially severe. Risk of tornadoes again in this situation. We're watching it carefully, and our weather app will keep you on top of it. Then breezy, much cooler Friday with some leftover showers possible, and that leads to a nice Easter weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. It rain or shine. It's rained the last two times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson at charter.net.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got some Mr. Junk, chocolate eggs filled with gunk. You're sugary and gooey. When you take a bite of it, it's like popping a big zit. This cannot be okay to eat. It is a Cadbury creamy, the kind you find in a convenience store. Cadbury creamy. And if I eat one, I will puke on the floor. Cadbury creamy, filled up with mucus.
I gotta tell you, this AOC bit, she's really... Now she's starting a boycott of the New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Ilhan Omar said some people did something, the New York Post took the cover and said, here's your something.
I'm sure that'll affect their readership.
Oh, my God. If her voters can read at all. She got elected with 16,000 votes total. She's not going to do jack squat to hurt the New York Post. And now she's going to make... She learned from Bernie quick. You know, I can't help it if I'm a millionaire because I wrote a best-selling book. They're also full of stuff. They really are. Every single one of them. See, because it's okay if they have $1 million or if they have more money they can spend, because they're not going to do bad things with it, like support capitalism. What?
We want to hear the story already, but before you do that, we have some traffic updates.
Okay.
Break your butt up!
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
First, there's a wreck on I-85 northbound.
No.
At the Taylor Road exit, or right around that. So, again, wreck on I-85 northbound. I believe that's exit 9, Taylor Road exit. Might want to find an alternative route. Then also believe he said, a gentleman said there's a wreck on Southern Boulevard at the 33 block near the police station. So.
Oh, and Mike Bird says there is a stalled vehicle on the Eastern Boulevard overpass. Traffic is at a standstill. Mike, one of these days when you're in the neighborhood, let us know so you can stop by.
So you're going to tell the damn story already?
All right.
You get on your little rants and blah, blah, blah. And
Joey, it all begins with an elevator.
Yeah?
An elevator that first touched my life when I was about, 12. My brother and I actually were both fascinated with weather. And our hero, the guy we watched on TV every weeknight at 10 o'clock with Floyd Kelber, news anchor, was Harry Volkman.
Oh, yeah, Volkman, sure.
And Rich knows that name. His son went on to become a popular Chicago jock. Harry was one of the first, part of that generation going back, where the weather guy was allowed to have a personality. Look what we have here every morning with Rich.
I was about to say, thank God for that.
We are dwarfed by his personality.
He's incorrigible.
He said something the other day that he was so mortified at himself. I've never seen him that color before. Really. I mean, he looked like a cherry tomato wearing a wig. It was pretty funny. Anyway.
An elevator.
So Harry Volkman was God, man. I mean, he was, and of course, those days you didn't have cable. So the news anchors and the people on TV were legitimate stars. And if you saw one in person, it was like an amazing experience. So NBC was located in the Merchandise Mart. My brother and another guy had gone downtown, and we used to just go down around and wander. Then we'd meet my dad, who would get off work at City Hall, and he would drive us home. We take the bus down.
And now, could I ask, how old are you here while you're wandering, or as some might call it, loitering?
12, 13, somewhere in that area.
Okay, fine.
So we decided to go to the Merchandise Mart, which at the time was, I think, the biggest building in the world in terms of volume, because it was huge.
Oh, so like square footage.
Yeah. It wasn't that tall. It was 22 stories. But NBC had the 18th and 19th floor. So we decided to go over to the Merchandise Mart just in case Harry Volkman might be around somewhere. So the three of us, and of course this is a building of commerce. So the adults that are around are all very well-heeled, well-dressed, successful-looking people. And here come the three urchins, right? We don't know. We're going up. And by the way, at that time, they still used elevator operators. A guy, you'd have to tell him what floor, and, you know, he'd crank it. So, to sound like we knew or we had a reason for being there, 18th floor, please, NBC.
Did you notice if this operator had very, you know, pronounced forearms?
No. They had jackets on. They looked like...
You don't want to intimidate
like
people.
They looked like hotel...
Bellhops?
Yeah, kind of.
Sure.
Very colorful uniform. What a career.
So, 18th floor, sir.
So, we get to the 18th floor, and the door opens, and guess who is standing there waiting to get on the elevator? Harry effing Volkman.
Whoa.
And we turned into like... We didn't... So... We didn't know what to do, but we didn't want to get off the elevator and have Harry Volkman get out and miss a chance to at least, hi, Mr. Volkman, my favorite weatherman. We were freaking out. It was like meeting a superstar. We rode in an elevator with Harry Volkman.
Wow. It's amazing.
Couldn't wait to tell my dad that when he picked us up later. And as we were walking to City Hall, we cut across State Street to the next street over, and there's an alley in between.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw some guy in a wheelchair pleasuring himself.
Oh, Lord. There's no unseeing that. No wonder you remember this story so vividly. That's like an anchor point.
Harry Volkman and this in public on the same day, and we told Dad.
Did he know the elevator operator?
No. My dad...
Was he also wearing a jacket, or did he too have pronounced forearms?
No, my dad... I mean, we didn't have cell phones then, but my dad was, like, really upset about that.
Yeah.
So what intersection was this, and what street, what alley?
Ooh.
He says, first of all, don't go down any alleys downtown, ever. but he wanted the location because he worked for the city. He had the police out there. The
guy was in a wheelchair. He couldn't have gone far. And he seemed a bit preoccupied with himself as well.
My relationship with the elevator began that day because a mere 6 or 7 years later, I'm working at NBC.
Hmm.
I'm the assistant music director.
Okay.
And the AM...
You're like, so 18, 19.
18 or 19, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm part of NBC.
Hmm.
I think it was the 19th and 20th floor, actually, because... One story up, Johnny Carson made it legendary on The Tonight Show, the NBC commissary. So when I worked there, they had a commissary, so you could go up and get I had a pastrami sandwich there once that made me really, really ill.
Well, you should have gone with the blue or the yellow.
This is the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
I so connected that pastrami sandwich with my health that... I never had another pastrami sandwich ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Pastrami's good, man.
Sure it is. But just the thought of it, man, it's like fish sticks. My mother, I asked my mother one time, what are we having for dinner? She said, fish sticks.
Sticks! Tell me more about your psychosomatic complexes.
So, oh, look at the time. It's 4:37.
Wait, no. We've been talking here. For several minutes. And yeah, I've been jumping in. We've been having some fun. It's a good story so far with Volkman and the dude in the wheelchair.
Now I'm in the...
Where's Fonda?
Now I'm in NBC. Okay. I belong on that floor. I can tell. I have a relationship with the elevator operator.
Okay.
Not that... No, I mean...
Did you ever see him without his jacket on?
No. Not even in the summer. But he knew me by name.
Hmm.
So I was just getting acquainted with the fringes of being... I mean, this is where I saw Mama Cass Elliott, the greatest voice that any woman was ever blessed with, that sang and had pop me from the Mamas and Papas.
Right, right.
Just months before she died, was a guest on one of the... See, I used to program the music for the jocks that were on. Including that guy, Jimmy P. Stack, that we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
Remember, looked him up on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away. Sad.
It happens.
But Mama Cass, and I was always the one that got to greet these stars and bring them in. Pernell Roberts from Bonanza. Dun, 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 dun. That was the number one TV show at the time.
Fair enough.
And he left.
It's really held up, too. It's still big with millennials. So you don't have to tell me who that guy is.
Well, he was the first to leave the show. Dan Blocker Hoss died of a heart attack when he was very young.
Oh, the pastrami sandwiches.
So anyway, the elevator area was technically outside the reception area for NBC.
Okay.
And there were three different elevators, three on each side, and a large congregation area. So there was always like a ruckus. And one day, I see everybody's running. So they wanted to see whoever it was that was getting got word that somebody special was getting off the elevator. It was Gloria from All in the Family.
Oh.
I mean, this show now, keep in mind, this is the cultural number one show in America. And just, she was like a little, and cute, little rock star. She had six people with her. She was in to do an interview with somebody for something. I don't know what she was in town for. But you'd see stuff like that all the time. So I have to stop. What?
You build this story as the time with Jane Fonda. And you've mentioned All in the Family and Bonanza and Volkman, the Weatherman.
How are you going to appreciate Jane Fonda if I don't make you
understand these things? You had time for the little pit stop about the guy in the wheelchair doing something to himself.
Well, that just happened.
Engaging self-abuse.
On the day you meet Harry Volkman, you never forget who you see masturbating in an alley.
I still can't believe, after all those years of working in that building, you never saw the elevator operator with his jacket off.
You asked me how old I was. I'm pretty sure I was still young enough to not be sure about what that guy was doing.
Maybe he had eaten a pastrami sandwich and his stomach was sick.
So part two of this lame ass story is coming up.
Okay.
It's 4:41. We're already way behind.
To be continued.
Way behind schedule. And Joey's very sorry about that.
I am. Yeah, I am.
We're going to hit the traffic dungeon here. There's already a lot going on. If you ever find yourself starring in one of those blocky traffic updates, God, it's a process. You know, as soon as you hear the crunch, and once you realize, okay, I'm okay, but oh boy. Whether it's your fault or not, the police still have to come. There has to be a report. Then you got to make that call to your insurance agent and inform them. And then they either come to your house or go to the body shop if the car's not drivable, and they put an estimate together. And then you got to call a rental car and rent a car. It's a terrible hassle. So at the end of all of that, when you get your car back after it's been repaired, isn't it nice to see your car look better than it maybe ever did? That's what Montgomery Paint and Body does. And it's not because they just understand the process that people who have been in a wreck have to go through. That's their ethic. That is their standard, to represent a vehicle back to the person that brought it in, where you wouldn't want to go through it, but you did. And the way the car looks, it's almost worth it. Montgomery Paint and Body built their reputation by refusing shortcuts. That was quite the thing 30 years ago when MPB first opened, because it was kind of routine. Here's the money to fill. You could just skip that part and pocket that. And there was a lot of that going on, but it is not in the DNA, Turner family DNA, to do business that way. They just don't. They wouldn't. And for a while there, Donnie himself wasn't sure if they could survive by not playing in the game, but he stood his ground, and eventually, now, they are the gold standard. Eventually, the industry came around to their way of doing it. And that's what anybody who pays insurance premium wants, is somebody that's dedicated to not only doing the job to the best possible degree, but somebody with the standards to look behind the fenders and under the car to make sure that everything is taken care of, so they can tell the insurance adjuster, hey, you missed this, and make sure that gets fixed and covered. That's what it's all about. So it's a horrible hassle, but when you need your car put back together to look as good as new, maybe better, there's one place that delivers on that and has for three decades. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Wreck with a W. Here is Milwaukee with the Brakes.
As we roll right on through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch has a big jam up on the boulevard right around I-85. It is stopped going both directions. We don't see an accident, but there is heavy traffic in that area, so watch it there. The rest of the boulevard's moving pretty smoothly, except around the Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital area, where it jams up every afternoon. If you're on the interstates, we don't see anything to slow you down this afternoon. Just be careful. And if you were driving in the Taylor Road area this afternoon, be real careful around East Chase. It's also crowded around Vaughn Road, and Vaughn at Bell has a big crowd as well. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The driver in a weekend car crash in Elmore County has been charged with murder. 28-year-old T.R. Leonard was charged with reckless murder after a 2-year-old girl died in a car wreck Sunday on Flat Rock Road. State troopers say the child was not strapped into a car seat. Gun rights groups and Alabama sheriffs are taking opposite sides on a proposal that would let people carry concealed handguns in public. Backers say people shouldn't have to pay a fee to exercise their constitutional right to bear arms. Montgomery County Sheriff Derek Cunningham says permits are a tool for officers to combat crime and protect communities. Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another ominous storm system out to the west of us, but for tonight, we are dry. It should be a milder night tonight with increasing clouds, overnight low 61. Tomorrow, I think much of the day is warm and dry with a high temperature in the lower 80s, but there's a risk of thunderstorms developing later on tomorrow afternoon and then continuing and becoming more concentrated tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, and through the overnight hours. Some of the storms potentially severe. Risk of tornadoes again in this situation. We're watching it carefully, and our weather app will keep you on top of it. Then breezy, much cooler Friday with some leftover showers possible, and that leads to a nice Easter weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Handbags and accessories. At select Neiman Marcus stores, customers will be able to not only receive an immediate quote for their items from Fashion File, but also payments they can spend immediately on new items at the store. And you want to find some happy employees? Check out Trader Joe's. The California-based grocer has officially been dubbed the best large-size employer of the year. Forbes releasing its annual list of best employers, with Trader Joe's and Southwest Airlines claiming the top two spots of large companies this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We're in the middle of a mandated lame-ass story.
Yes.
About a Jane Fonda experience. And I appreciate what the caller said. Traitor. This is 1972. And we're still involved in Vietnam. And I don't think the public was fully aware of the extent of... I apologize. I didn't finish college. I don't know if 1972 was before or after she went to Hanoi and commiserated.
So, I mean, you've been going on, you know, for like 8-9 minutes, and you brought up a famous weatherman, you brought up a guy in the streets in a wheelchair doing something to himself, you brought up an elevator operator, you brought up Mama Cass.
Yeah.
A pastrami sandwich that once made you sick, so you don't eat pastrami anymore. When does Jane Fonda come into this story?
To appreciate the Jane Fonda story, you've got to know the significance of the elevator and the lobby at NBC in Chicago.
All right.
Now, on December 7th, 1972... I was producing, we had become a talk show by then.
Okay.
That's why Mama Cass and people like that were coming. Pernell Roberts. You left out the bonanza in your little bitch there.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, there's so much to keep track of.
All right, so I lived on the southwest side of the city, and I was the only one in that whole NBC complex. Most of them lived downtown or northwest side. I was with the riffraff.
All right.
On the southwest side. And the Joel Sebastian show had just ended, and we had an intercom, an overhead intercom, and the local news that came on mentioned a plane crash of a United Airlines flight coming into Midway Airport on the southwest side. So I went to see Rick Rosenthal, who was the news director. And at that time, this is a radio station, they had like 12 people working as reporters in the newsroom. Big staff. So I said, I know that area. I can probably get there through a back way faster than maybe anybody else. Do you want me to call in? He says, let's get the GM in on it. And the GM was Lee Davis, and he was a great guy, and he liked me. He said, yeah, here's the hotline number. Call in. A guy named Clark Weber was on the air that afternoon. And sure enough, I jumped in my Chevy Vega and took the back way to 70th and Lawndale, turned, and I parked away, ran a block, and all I'm wearing is a light shirt and a jacket, and it's frickin' cold.
Mm-hmm.
And there, sitting in the middle of 70th Place, was a United Airlines 737 on fire. It was surreal. Denise Torzidlo, who was somebody I dated once.
Okay.
Who was a friend of Gloria. This is the street my girlfriend and first wife lived on, just less than a block down. Her brother saw this plane making its final approach, but he said it was, the engines were working like really hard, it was making a high-pitched whine, but it could not gain any altitude. And this is the flight that a lot of people felt it was sabotaged because E. Howard Hunt's wife was on it, Michelle Pfeiffer, a CBS reporter, was on it. And while I am in Denise Torzidlo's kitchen looking down into the pit of this plane that's on fire while they're carrying out charred bodies and all this other stuff, all of a sudden the FBI and all these other government agents come swooping in and walked off with a case in from the luggage area of the fuselage that was filled with cash.
Mm-hmm.
I saw all this. And I was the first one there, and I called in, and I did 3 reports. I knew enough because I ran to the next block so I could see what the plane hit coming down. It took out 2 houses on one side of the street and 3 on the other. Killed 2 people.
Did you tell them about the case on air?
Later,
but okay.
The point of this is, the next day, I'm expecting to get praise because I was the first person to do a live on the scene report on any radio or TV station. It was my debut.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Barnico was the actually the news director, and I said, why is everybody treating me like crap today? He said, because you scooped them, and you're just a talk show producer, and they're experienced news people, and they don't like the fact that you beat them to the scene.
Snowflakes?
Yeah. Boomers, most of them.
Yeah, I know.
So it kind of changed my role at the radio station. It doesn't look like I'm...
I've actually heard you tell this story about your debut and the fact that some girl you used to hook up with, you were in her kitchen, and you saw the plane. And
I had to establish the prominence of the NBC elevator and my history with that, and the NBC reception area.
Right.
And the people that would come through. Uh-huh. And this is critical because it goes to how I found myself sitting in the same room with her. Now,
with Jane Fonda.
Yeah. Now, one day, right after we finished the Joel Sebastian show, I hear all this commotion, and I go out towards the reception area to see what's going on, and there is a huge crowd of people, and they're all squatting on the floor with their legs crossed. And Rick Rosenthal was the reporter on duty at the time. I said, what's going on here? And he said, don't you see who's sitting there? He says, that's Jane Fonda. And they're going to sit there until we put them on the air. It was a sit-in. It was a protest. And they got the cameras from the TV division in there shooting all this. And so I watched as they negotiated. I said, how about if we do a recorded interview in one of the production rooms? And eventually she accepted that. And I got to sit next to her during this interview.
Did she look good?
Knowing how many of our veterans feel about the woman, and I share that now. Back then, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
She may have been the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in person.
Yeah, but she believes such awful things.
Yeah, no. She's a whore. A political whore, Joey. So, somewhere in my Rubbermaid tub at home, I've got pictures of that day. Joel Sebastian used to call me hairball because I had long, dark hair.
Of you sitting right next to the...
Wearing my camel jacket.
To Jane Fonda.
Yes.
Who we've established is the most beautiful-looking woman in the world at the time, but is also a whore and probably a, like, energy-sucking vampire, given how Ted Turner looks these days.
Well, here's the interesting part. So for 30 minutes, she wanted 30 minutes of time, and she's going on and on about all her propaganda. And we never aired it.
Oh, look at you.
We had reel-to-reels recording.